My message is about a father and a son. Alma, the father, was a prophet. His son, Corianton, a missionary. Three of Alma's sons, Helaman, the oldest, Shiblon, and Corianton, the youngest, were on a mission to the Zoramites. Alma was greatly disappointed at the failure of his son, Corianton, to live the standards of a missionary. Corianton forsook his ministry and went to the land of Sidon after the harlot Isabel. This was no excuse for thee, my son. Thou shouldest have tended to the ministry wherewith thou wast entrusted. Alma told his son that the devil had led him away. Unchastity is the most abominable above all sins, save it be the shedding of innocent blood or denying the Holy Ghost. I would to God that ye had not been guilty of so great a crime. He then said, I would not dwell upon your crimes to hair up your soul, if it were not for your good. But behold, ye cannot hide your crimes from God. He sternly commanded his son to accept the counsel of his older brothers. Alma told him that his iniquity was great because it turned away investigators. When they saw your conduct, they would not believe my words. And now the Spirit of the Lord does say unto me, command thy children to do good, lest they lead away the hearts of many to destruction. Therefore I command you, my son, in the fear of God, that ye refrain from your iniquities. After this severe rebuke, Alma, the loving father, became Alma, the teacher. He knew that the preaching of the word had a greater tendency to lead people to do good than anything. Yea, it had more powerful effect upon the minds of people than the sword or anything else. So Alma taught Corianton. He spoke first of Christ. My son, I would say somewhat unto you concerning the coming of Christ. Behold, I say unto you that she shall surely come and take away the sins of the world. Yea, he cometh to declare glad tidings of salvation unto his people. Corianton asked how they should know about the coming of Christ so far in advance. Alma replied, is not a soul at this time as precious unto God as a soul will be at the time of his coming? Corianton was worried concerning the resurrection of the dead. Alma had inquired of God concerning the resurrection and told him of the first resurrection and of other resurrections. There is a time appointed that all shall come forth from the dead. He had inquired as to what becometh of the souls of men from the time of death until the time appointed to the resurrection. He then told Corianton, all men, whether they be good or evil, are taken home to that God who gave them life. The righteous are received into a state of happiness, and evil are led captive by the will of the devil. The righteous remain in paradise until the time of their resurrection. Ye cannot say when you're brought to that awful crisis that I will repent and that I will return to my God. Nay, ye cannot say this, for that same spirit which doth possess your bodies at the time ye go out of the life, that same spirit will have power to possess your body in the eternal world. Alma told his son that there's a space between death and the resurrection of the body and the state of the soul in happiness or misery until the time which is appointed of God to come forth and be reunited both body and soul and be brought to stand before God and be judged according to their works. The soul, that is the spirit, shall be restored to the body and the body to the soul. This, he said, is the restoration of which have been spoken by the mouths of the prophet. Alma said that some have wrested the scriptures and have gone far astray because of this thing. Alma then said, and now, my son, I perceive there is somewhat more which doth worry your mind, which ye cannot understand, concerning the justice of God in the punishment of the sinner. For you do try to suppose that it is an injustice that the sinner should be consigned to a state of misery. Now behold, my son, I will explain this thing unto thee. He told Corianton about the Garden of Eden and the fall of Adam and Eve. And now you see by this that our first parents were cut off both temporally and spiritually from the presence of the Lord. And thus we see they became subjects to follow their own will. It was appointed unto man to die. He then explained why death is absolutely necessary. If it were not for the plan of redemption, laying it aside, as soon as they were dead, their souls were miserable, being cut off from the presence of the Lord. Alma taught Corianton about justice and mercy. According to justice, the plan of redemption could not be brought about, only on conditions of the repentance of men. He explained that the plan of mercy could not be brought about, except an atonement should be made. Therefore, God himself atoneth for the sins of the world to bring about the plan of mercy, to appease the demands of justice, that God might be a perfect, just God, and a merciful God also. He taught Corianton about the unwavering standard of eternal law. He very bluntly explained why punishment was necessary. Now, repentance could not come unto men, except there were a punishment, which also was as eternal as the life of the soul should be affixed opposite to the plan of happiness, which was as eternal also as the life of the soul. Alma knew personally the pain of punishment and the joy of repentance. He himself had once greatly disappointed his own father, Corianton's grandfather. He rebelled and went about seeking to destroy the church. He was struck down by an angel, not because he deserved it, but because of the prayers of his father and others. Alma felt the agony and guilt and said, "I was thus racked with the torment which was harrowed up by the memory of my many sins. Behold, I remembered also to have heard my father prophesy unto the people concerning the coming of Jesus Christ, a Son of God, to atone for the sins of the world. And now, as my mind caught hold of this thought, I cried within my heart, 'O Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me, who am in the gall of bitterness and am encircled about with the everlasting chains of death.' And now behold, when I thought this, I could remember my pains no more. Yea, I was harrowed up in the memory of my sins no more. And oh, what joy, what a marvelous light did I behold. Yea, my soul was filled with joy as exceeding as was my pain. Yea, I say unto you, my son, that there could be nothing so exquisite and so bitter as were my pains. Yea, and again I say unto you, my son, that on the other hand, there could be nothing so exquisite and sweet as was my joy. Yea, and from that time, even until now, I have labored without ceasing that I might bring souls unto repentance, that I might bring them to taste the exceeding joy which I did taste, that they might also be born of God and be filled with the Holy Ghost." Alma asked Corianton, "Do ye suppose that mercy can rob justice?" He explained that because of the atonement of Christ, both could be satisfied by eternal law. Moved upon by the Holy Ghost, he had rebuked Corianton with sharpness. Then, after plainly, patiently teaching these fundamental principles of the gospel, there came the abundance of love. The prophet Joseph Smith was taught through revelation that no power or influence can or ought to be maintained by virtue of the priesthood, only by persuasion, by long-suffering, by gentleness and meekness, and by love and faith, by kindness and pure knowledge, which shall greatly enlarge the soul without hypocrisy and without guile. Reproving betimes with sharpness, and moved upon by the Holy Ghost, then showing forth afterwards an increase of love to him whom thou hast reproved, lest he esteem thee to be his enemy, that he may know that thy faithfulness is stronger than the cords of death. Alma said, O my son, I desire that you should deny the justice of God no more. Do not endeavor to excuse yourself in the least point because of your sins by denying the justice of God. But do you let the justice of God and his mercy and his long-suffering have full sway in your heart, and let it bring you down to the dust in humility. Corianton's grandfather, also named Alma, was among the priests who had served the wicked King Noah. He heard Abinadi the prophet testify of Christ, and he was converted. Condemned to death, he fled the evil court to teach of Christ. Now Alma, in turn, was the father, pleading with his son Corianton to repent. After sternly rebuking his son and patiently teaching the doctrine of the gospel, Alma, the loving father, said, And now, my son, I desire that you should let these things trouble you no more. Only let your sins trouble you with that trouble which shall bring you down to repentance. In agony and shame, Corianton was brought down to the dust of humility. Alma, who was Corianton's father and also his priesthood leader, was now satisfied with Corianton's repentance. He lifted the terrible burden of guilt his son carried and sent him back to the mission field. Oh, now, my son, you're called of God to preach the word unto the people. Go thy way, declare the word of God with truth and soberness, and may God grant unto you, even according to my words. Corianton joined his brothers Helaman and Shiblon, who were among the priesthood leaders, 20 years later in the land northward. He was still faithfully laboring in the gospel. It is a wicked, wicked world in which we live, in which our children must find their way. Challenges of pornography, gender confusion, immorality, child abuse, drug addiction, and all the rest are everywhere. There's no way to escape from their influence. Some are led by curiosity into temptation, then into experimentation, and some become trapped in addiction. They lose hope. The adversary harvests his crop and binds them down. Satan is the deceiver, the destroyer, but his is a temporary victory. The angels of the devil convince some that they are born to a life from which they cannot escape and compelled to live in sin. The most wicked of lies is that they cannot change and repent and that they will not be forgiven. That cannot be true. They have forgotten the atonement of Christ. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. Christ is the creator, the healer. What he made, he can fix. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of repentance and forgiveness. Remember, the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. The account of this loving father and a wayward son, drawn from the Book of Mormon, another testament of Christ, is a type, a pattern, an example. Each of us has a loving father in heaven. Through the Father's redeeming plan, those who may stumble and fall are not cast off forever. And how great the joy is the soul that repenteth, is his joy in the soul that repenteth. The Lord cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. Nevertheless, the Lord said, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, will remember them no more. Could be there any, there be any more sweeter or more consoling or more words more filled with hope than those words from the Book of Mormon? I, the Lord, will remember their sins no more. That is the testimony of the Book of Mormon, and that is my testimony to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.